just dip them in salt and eat them off, you know.
Those are winter onions.
They're winter onions, yeah, where they live all winter.
Little bitty ones?
Well, they don't get very big. They go a little bigger than your thumb sometimes, the bottom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just eat them tops and all, huh?
Well, you just cut the little tops off, but mm-hmm. eat them two-thirds of the way up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like them, but they don't seem to agree with me.
Well, anymore. They say they're healthy. I don't know. We don't care so much for onions. We never do great much making on garden, only tomatoes. I put out 8 rows of tomatoes 60 feet long. And you know what? I sold $110 worth off them. I had vines that eat the vines was enough to make a peck of potatoes. Four vines made wicker potatoes. They was out on a little bottom I had out on the place where my granddaughter lives now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sub-irrigated. People come out in town and bought them nice tomatoes from my land. It was called fire steel.
Fire steel.
A German man down in Oklahoma City told me where to get the seed. I got them out of Chicago.
Were they little ones or big ones?
No, they were bigger than apples.
Hmm.
Most of the bigger than apples.
Boy, did
called fire steel.
Did they burst? The skin crack?
No, not very bad. They had an awful nice vine and they shade themselves a whole lot.
How about those large yellow flat beans?
The beans?
Big ones.
You don't mean butter beans, do you?
Yeah, that would be it.
Yeah. We got some of them out here now in the kitchen.
Do you serve those in the...
We grow them a lot, or used to grow them too.
Uh-huh. Now, how do you prepare those before you cook them?
Huh? Just let them soak a little while.
Just the outside and all?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Just cut them up?
Beans?
Yeah.
No, eat them whole.
I mean, you cut up the... Oh, the outside of the...
Oh, we take the pod off.
Oh, the pod.
See, they're growing a pod, and you always have to shell them. That's why we call shell that pod, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course, what we buy at the store, they're already shelled, you know, I mean.
They aren't as good either, are they?
Well, I don't know as they are. We used to raise all beans like that and everything like that of our own, you know. But people don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They live out of tin cans now, you know.
Yeah, that's right. With everything taken out and then added later. No flavor.
My land... I don't know, Miss Ward, you used to call. I don't think we might have some canned stuff yet around here.
Hmm. Did you used to eat the tops of vegetables too?
Well, we used turnip tops for greens, you know,
uh-huh.
and such as that.
Uh-huh. Did you say you raised lettuce?
Oh, yes, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we always had a patch of lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Those big orange things, pumpkins?
Pumpkins, oh yes. Pumpkin squash, you know.
Uh-huh.
See. You know, you used to raise pumpkins in the cornfield.
Row of corn, row of pumpkins?
No, we'd plant them right in the row, about every 6 rows of corn apart after you cultivate the corn. And then when you shuck the corn, pick your pumpkins up after you shuck your corn, when you're shucking your corn, you know.
Mm-hmm. And drive the wagon right down?
Well, drive it, but keep away from them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we always used to have pumpkins, we put them in a corn shop, put corn around them for kind of winter weather, leading that way late, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever feed those to your stock?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The good feed?
Well, they eat them.
How about melons? Did you raise melons?
Oh, yes, we raised quite a few melons. Muskmelons and such as that. See, I found it on watermelons when I was 11 years old, and I've never eaten it by it since.
Oh.
We had a carpenter building a barn, or a new barn first, you know, and I'd carry him up watermelons, and I ate too much one day, and made me sick, and I had bowel trouble, and I laid 7 weeks, they thought I was going to die, and I never been able to, it looks good to me, they can't swallow it.
Hmm.
Never swallowed a watermelon since I was 11 years old.
My goodness.
My kids and my wife will tell you all something the same thing.
Hmm. Did your mother have flowers around the house, or a little patch of?
Well, not, she didn't have time much for flowers. But do you ever see it eating the watermelon preserves?
Yeah.
She used to always make watermelon preserves, you know.
Could you eat those?
Oh, yes. Yes, I eat them.
They didn't bother you, huh?
No, they didn't bother me much, no.
Uh-huh. How about those fungus things that will grow?